This is the second podcast for Document Records and part two of our exploration of Texas piano blues. I'm your host, Jeff Harris, taking some time away from my usual duties as a host of Big Road Blues. Big Road Blues is a weekly show devoted to vintage blues airing from Jazz 90.1 in Rochester, New York. Perhaps the most dynamic and exciting Texas piano style were those of the Santa Fe group. As Paul Oliver noted, the Texas pianists can be grouped into schools, one of which was a so-called Santa Fe group, who were based in the southwestern part of the state, where the cities of Galveston and Houston and Richmond lie. ARC Records made field recordings in 1936 in San Antonio, where they recorded Harold Holliday, known as Black Boy Shine. He was one of the acknowledged leaders among the Santa Fe group of pianists. He recorded more prolifically than the rest, cutting 18 sides in 1936-1937. Here he is on Brown House Blues.
This morning with the Muddy Addy blues. Woke up this morning with the Muddy Addy blues. I lost all my money and my hat and shoes. I was playing boogie woogie and having my fun. I was playing boogie woogie, Lord, and have my fun. Up stepped the revenue miss and you oughta seen me run. When the revenue raised the Brown House, machine gun was already set. When they raid the Brown House, machine guns already set. But Black Shine ain't quit drinking yet. He made me play boogie woogie, then I not play long. He made me play boogie woogie, but I did not play very long. It seemed like to me, jailhouse is gonna be my home. Brown House, I won't have to have no fear. Next time I go to the Brown House, I won't have to have no fear. Because the saloons is open and I can get plenty beer.
1937 was an outstanding year for the Santa Fe group of pianists. Andy Boy recorded in February for Bluebird, Big Boy Knox recorded for Bluebird in March, Black Boy Shine recorded in June for Vocalion, and Son Becky and Pinetop Burks recorded a shared session for Vocalion in October. And among the best of the Santa Fe group are Andy Boy of Galveston and Rob Cooper of Houston. Andy Boy had a rough, expressive voice, offset with his sprightly blues piano laced with ragtime flourishes. He waxed 8 sides in 1937 under his own name, as well as backing singer Joe Pullum on 11 sides in 1935, and also backing the obscure Walter Cowboy Washington. Here he is on Church Street Blues.
Church Street, her hair ain't long as mine. But she's a real good stepper, always got her dime. Going down to the gulf, watch the waves come in. Going down to the gulf, watch the waves come in. Coming back down on Church Street, drink my good old Gil's gin.
Was an accomplished pianist with strong links to ragtime and stride piano. He recorded behind the popular singer Joe Pulham on three sessions in 1934, 1935, and 1936. He recorded two versions of West Dallas Strag, his version of the seminal, technically complex Santa Fe number, The Ma Grinder.
Thank you.
Little is known of Big Boy Knox, who recorded Four Sides in 1937. Let's hear him on the mellow, wistful Blue Man Blues.
I'm a worried man today, no matter how I do. Tend like my whiskey won't drive me through. I just keep on drinking, try to drive my blues away. That's all right, it'll be all right someday. I ain't gonna drink no more. I don't feel welcome nowhere I go, but I keep on drinking till I can't have my way. That's all right, it'll be all right someday. But I ain't nobody's fool. Don't stand no dogging. Broke your daddy's rule, but I keep on a-drinking, trying to drive my blood away. That's all right, it'll be all right someday. Mama, I don't drink because I worry. I don't drink because I'm blue. I drink because I love you, baby. Trying to get along, but you it just keeps me drinking till I can't have my way. That's all right, it'll be all right someday. I'm out full of gold. Every time you smile, partner, my blood runs cold, but I keep on drinking, trying to drive my blues away. That's all right, it'll be all right someday. I believe I'll go back home. Sometime I worry about her. My blood run warm, but I keep on a-drinking till I can't have my way. That's all right, it'll be all right someday.
Son Becky and Pinetop Burks recorded at a shared session for Vocalion in October 1937. Becky's real name was Leon Calhoun, born in Wharton, Texas in 1910. He is remembered playing along the Piney Wood border with Louisiana. He's backed by an unknown guitarist and a washboard player on six titles. Here they are on the rollicking Midnight Trouble Blues.
Treat you right. There she will bust it. and other one is my home.
Connish Pinetop Burks was born near Richmond, Texas in 1907. He possessed a formidable technique, as he displays on the six titles he cut for Vocalion in 1937. Here he is on the Texas classic, Jack of All Trades.
I came to you, pretty mama, falling down on my knee. And if you ain't got nobody, kind mama, take me. You's a real tight woman, a real tight woman. You's a jack of all trades. You do things so good, pretty mama. I swear that you just won't hate. I'll be a man, pretty mama, baby, but I sure won't be your slave.
Two, the Texas piano tradition virtually evaporated. Several, however, did record in the post-war era, including Wilson Thunder Smith. Smith plays piano behind Lightning Hopkins on his first two sessions for Aladdin in 1946 and 1947, and Hopkins backed Smith on a four-song session for Aladdin in 1946, with Smith cutting one session apiece in 1947 for Gold Star and in 1948 for Downtown. His Santa Fe Blues indicates ties to the Santa Fe group.
Back door. dirty shame. I love a married woman and I'm afraid to call her name. I was born in a mountain school and a lion's den. I was born in a mountain school and a lion's den. My daddy out of pages taking women from monkey men.
Bill Quinn, owner of the Houston-based Gold Star label, recorded two piano players, Leroy Irvin in 1947 and Lee Hunter in 1948. Here's Irvin on Rock Island Line and Hunter on Back to Santa Fe.
Hey, tell me the Rock Island is a mean old train to ride. Hey, tell me the Rock Island is a mean old train to ride. And the reason I know it is, I got my baby by my side.
I wouldn't be
pianist from the older generation was Sonny Boy Davis, who recorded two signs for the Talent label in 1949, backed by guitarist Rattlesnake Cooper.
Yeah, you know I used to live that part now, but I don't live there no more. Yes, I used to live there, baby, but I don't live there no more. Yes, I've had a little bit of misfortune. Yes, and I beg my grip to go. Yes, and I beg my grip, and it's set in rain. Yes, and I beg my grip. Yes, it's set in rain. Yes, I bought me a taxi, and then I went on to the train. Yes, I bought me a ticket, mama. I didn't have nowhere to go. Yeah, you know, I bought me a ticket, mama. Didn't have nowhere to go. Yes, when I caught that northbound train, then I stopped in Chicago.
Also recorded in 1949 was Lavita Durst, known as Dr. Hepcat, who was a disciple of Robert Shaw, but who recorded infrequently. We play his Hattie Green, a well-known Texas number, supposedly about a West Texas madam who the pianist would visit in Abilene.
Hattie? Oh, Hattie, don't you hear your daddy calling your name? Now she can break it, or she can shake it. Yes, that gal can hang it up on the wall. She can throw it out the window, and I'll be there for it all. Now if you ever go to East Texas, boys, you ought to stop by Palestine. Then you see my baby, my darling, Hattie Green. Because I love her, yes, I love her, and I don't care what my baby do. Fellas, if you knew my sugar, I declare you would love her too. Now let's pick it up a little bit. Well, all the time, so cool. Now let's get on the solid side, real solid and upstate. Now talk to me, Daddy. Now pick up on it. There's three places in Texas my baby sure wants to go. Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio. Well, it's Houston. Let me go, Houston. I know that Gaffney is a seaport town. I'ma take my baby down and stomp at seaport on down. Now, if your baby ever go to Dallas, don't let her go down on Central Track. The cats down there will put down so much trash, you'll never get her back. Now, if she don't stay out of San Antonio, off of East Commerce, you can bet your bottom dollar the Hepcat will have her riding in the hearse. There's so many evil women, I'm gonna change my baby's name. I'm gonna send out in West Texas and let her be a cowgirl on the range. I'll pick it up once more. sounds easy if you know what it's about. Now, Hattie. Hattie Green. Don't you hear the Hepcat calling, my darling Hattie Green?
Part one of our podcast, we played a pair of pre-war numbers by Whistle and Alex Moore, the best-known Dallas pianist. Moore's career spanned from 1929 until 1988, recording in every decade except the 1970s. He was rediscovered by Chris Skratwich in 1960, recording an album for a Hooli, and making his way to Europe as part of the American Folk Blues Festival by the end of the decade. Back in 1951 in Dallas, he cut a few titles for the RPM label, including this number, Neglected Woman.
Child. Yes, a neglected woman is almost like a mother's child. Her life can become so miserable, it's all take down to drive a while. When you neglect your woman, she'll find pleasure with someone else. When you neglect your woman, she'll find pleasures with someone else.
Buster Pickens is a barrelhouse pianist who has played the sawmills, the turpentine camps, and the oil boom town since his childhood. He has outlasted most of his contemporaries in their tough and often dangerous life, and can lay good claim to being virtually the last of the sawmill pianists. Pickens' lone album for Heritage, the self-titled Buster Pickens, was recorded over several sessions in 1960 and 1961, and released in 1962. It was later reissued in 1977 on the Flyrite label, and now appears on CD for the first time, courtesy of Document Records. One of his finest numbers is his autobiographical Santa Fe Blues. Over gently rolling piano, he reminisces about begging a ride on a Santa Fe freight train, of meeting one of the numerous unrecorded piano players, and taking over for him at the sawmill town of Cowswitch.
And the caboose. He said, "Where are you going, boy?" I said, cow's which. See, you don't know nobody around this train. I suppose I'm hungry. What can you do? I said, I can fiddle a little bit. He said, well, all right, go on and tell her how you do that. I said, I do it on the piano. He said, all right, but you ain't got no piano. That's right. But if I catch a sand, if you won't find one, he said, I'll let you ride. He said, all right. And she blowed.
Shaw was born in Stafford, Texas in 1908, and in his mid-teens started playing with members of the Santa Fe group, and was greatly influenced by his friend Black Boy Shine. Shaw wasn't recorded until 1963, when he was tracked down by Mac McCormick. Here's Shaw demonstrating his technique on the dazzling The Ma Grinder, a key song among the Santa Fe pianists.
Thank you.
Roosevelt Williams, better known as the Grey Ghost, was born in Bastrop, Texas in 1903. He outlived most of his contemporaries, passing at the age of 92 in 1996. He traveled to area dances and roadhouses by riding empty boxcars. He would seem to appear out of nowhere and then disappear immediately after performing, which earned him his nickname, Grey Ghost. He wasn't properly documented on record until 1965, when he was recorded by Terry Owens. Those recordings saw daylight in the 80s, reviving Williams' career. Owens arranged for Williams to make a CD of new recordings at the age of 89, released in 1992. We conclude our podcast with his rendition of Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out.
The droop so low, couldn't find a friend nowhere I go. Seem all was strange, yes, but without a doubt, nobody knows you down and out. Nobody knows you. Yes, when you die. Upon your feet, a lot of your friends you have a chance to meet. Seem almost strange, but really without a doubt, nobody knows you when you're down and out. Now folks, you know Bill Jones. Ladies' old skirt. It'd be 10 below zero. Bill won't have no home. Be walking around here somewhere in Austin with a patty map BVDQs on. I met old Bill the other day and he had nerves, asked me to loan him a dime. I looked at Bill and I saw the reply. I looked at Bill, yes, and I had to, yeah, I had to tell him this. Get a dime for me, boy, you'd have to be in this fix. Deep, dumb, blind, and cannot see. Both your legs cut off right smack up to your knee. Get a telegram that your uncle is sick and your grandpa's dying. And then maybe come to me, I might, I don't know, let you have that dime. Cause nobody knows you. Yes, when you down and out. In your pocket, not one penny. Yes, your friend, you find out that you have not any. As soon as you begin to kind of get up on your feet, a lot of your friends, you got a chance to meet. Seem almost strange, but really, without a doubt.